Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lauren Simon. Usually, you'll hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays, we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. And then we make a show. It's just that simple. If I were to put a sock in it for a bit, you'd hear the music composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line, him the awesome, he can make you theme. Anyway, this is the 59th Weekly Challenge. The topic was selected by last week's winner, Angie B. of Unwind, and it's Reverie. Now, I know I got at least 9-10 stories this week, but Thunderbird 2.0 upgrade ate a few of them. One of them was Ellison's, and he won last week. And another was from a rookie, and a third was from Guy David, but Guy sent his into the Gmail account, so I didn't lose that one. I grabbed that one from there. So what I'm going to do is put together this abridged weekly challenge, extend the deadline to Sunday night for entries. None of the Smiths sent one in, so I guess they, you know, all weekend long they have. If you weren't included, toss me the story again to isfullofcrap@gmail.com. I'm going to rework the show Sunday evening, repost, and then I'm going to turn voting on at that point, all right? And if anyone still doesn't get them in, magnets. Will that make you happy? More magnets? You're going to need more refrigerators at this point. Pretty soon I'm going to have to start sending out things instead of magnets like t-shirts or something. I don't know. Let's start things off with Caleb of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. And by the way, I'm going to have when Edlow Island on Second Life comes together within the tower, Black Tie Martini Club. We're going to get it started there. Caleb's going to build it, and then I'm going to make sure that I don't screw it up when I add airships and monkeys and stuff. Anyway, here is Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast.
It was one of those perfect spring days. The picnic, the wine, a light breeze that played all around us. And pretty soon, we were lost in a reverie. But my girlfriend doesn't like being lost. Not anywhere. Pretty soon, she's nagging me to ask for directions, or buy a map at a gas station, and I just want her off my back, you know? And there goes the reverie! Which means, we're not lost anymore. I said, darling, let's never fight like that again. And we kissed and made up. And before very long, we were lost again.
Thank you, Caleb. The text from Caleb's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things people do in their free time. Now, let's check out the other folks here. We got a few veterans, and Guy David is back, and I didn't lose his story. Cool. All right. What was that, Nerdo? Okay. All right. Let's go with Guy David, the guy who does the music here, and all sorts of cool stories, so here we go.
Hi there, and welcome to the 59th weekly challenge of the 100 Word Story Podcast. I'm Guy David from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for this week. She was caressing me softly. Her hand felt like the sea, rising, rising inside me. Her naked breast brushing against my belly button. Her tongue licking my nipple. My body stiffened. Shockwaved passed through it. Then I looked away at the single palm tree swaying in the light breeze. The smell of seawater filled my nostrils. I breathed it deep, savoring. Suddenly her tongue turned into a snake, her hands into sharp pointy things. I screamed and screamed, then I passed out. You get some strange reveries when stuck alone in the desert with no food and water.
Wow. That was cool. Better set the mature flag. That was Guy David at GuyDavid.com. And more of his music back there. Wow. All right. Now we've got Tom from the Footnote Podcast and Big Bury and blah, 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 blah. You can find him at footnote.libsyn.com. As I said before, all of these folks with various podcasts and such, their links are going to be in the show notes. So here's Tom with his story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom of Footnote. We're about 3 weeks away from celebrating our 400th show and production. That and 50 cents will get a cup of coffee. Tonight's story is called The Men in the High Castle. Between them, they shared a Dixie cup of plum wine. Unlike the revelry in the street, Shima and Shogi chose to celebrate VA Day seated. In the 60s, they had led a 5-mile-long dragon that snaked up the broken pavement on the El Camino Real. They were knights of the divine wind, the first pilots to land in L.A. after the Los Alamos disaster. Oppenheimer's folly, one single explosion had poisoned 57 million citizens. Abandoned and broken, the Nippon Empire claimed California during the Honolulu Peace Treaty. Deeply reflected in Shogi's purple wine, the red of the rising sun.
I like it when Tom goes all poetic, you know, sort of images and things like that. That's cool. That was Tom from the Footnote Podcast, footnote.libsyn.com, coming at you here at the bottom of the hour. I don't know what hour it is. Been up way too late working on this Edlo thing. And there's the yelling. Okay, next up is Daphne from Daphne and Tamara Going Broke. Where to spend your lindens? Oh, wait, now that I've said that, they can't. Oh, no, well, we got to edit it. Here we go with Daphne, my new neighbor on Edlo Island in Second Life.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And here is my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topic, Reverie. Sitting on her patio, sipping a glass of wine, staring at the sunset, her mind wandered into a daydream. The sun glistened off the water as it set into the horizon. She watched as it slowly disappeared. She let the worries of the day fade with the sun as she relaxed in the reverie of her thoughts. She let her thoughts flow through her mind as she relaxed with her glass of wine. Oh, for the love of God, can't I get 5 minutes to write a 100-word story without being IM'd?
You know, I've been saying that an awful lot recently in the past 2 days. Bing, bing. Hey, this is cool. Bing, bing. Hey, how many prims do I get? Bing, bing. Where are the borders? Bing, bing. And it's like, okay, yeah. I'm surprised I even bothered building up the tower at this point. I just should have just left it and be there and, you know, help everybody else out. But thank God for Dario and Stuart. And everyone's been so great. So, yeah, I'm not being sarcastic at all because this is just cool watching this all build up. Anyway, thank you, Daphne. And hopefully everything, you know, the IMs will calm down. Or you just bring up the IM window and then minimize it. And then, you know, you turn off the sound for the thing. It's like, you know, they'll pop up in there, they'll come up in the history, And that's about it. And then you drop live music events so that, you know, for a day, so that you aren't bothered with it, or you mute that group. That's my suggestion. All right, who's next? I think it's our partner in crime across the water here. Let me see. Yep, it's Tamara. And I proposed up land bridge stuff and all that crap. So that's up at secondlife.isfullofcrap.com. You can look at that whole shmageggy. But here we go with Tamara, the podcasting, where to spend it. Here we go.
Hey, this is Tamara from the Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara podcast. You can check us out at www.daphneandtamara.com. And my story is called Reverie. With his review in 15 minutes, Lawrence wasn't getting any work done. He sat in his cubicle, daydreaming about walking into his boss's office and finally using the .22 he kept locked in his briefcase all day. He just wanted to shoot the smug smile off that gas bag's face. Maybe he could cut out early and go to the Astros game. Maybe he could just walk down the hall, visiting each office with his new co-workers, Messrs. Smith and Wesson. Maybe he should just put the cap back on the jar of rubber cement sitting open on his desk. Thanks! Remember to check us out at www.daphneandtamara.com.
This is how rumors get started. I mean, one, rubber cement? Who uses rubber cement anymore? Two, his, bosses, you know, no. Besides, Smith and Wesson, I would never get caught dead with a Smith and Wesson. I mean, come on. You know, Walter makes some quality products, right? All right. That was Tamara from DaphneandTamara.com, where to spend your lindens. Apparently, I need to spend them on therapy for myself. Okay, next up is Chris, Captain Platypus, Platypus Society, no, I'm not going to say that phrase. Instead, I'm just going to say, take it away, Chris.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of the Platypus Society, back for another 100-word challenge on the subject of reverie. Okay, hang on a second. Okay, dictionary.com. Reverie. Oh, so that's what it means. Okay. Well, here's a story on that. Steve dreamed of becoming a baseball player. But when his father died, he quit high school and took a job as a janitor down at the mill to help his mother pay the bills. Tomorrow marks his 37th anniversary with the company. Occasionally, you'll catch him holding the mop handle like a bat, lost in reverie as he stares down an imaginary picture. He won't say if the scenario is a memory or just a fantasy, but in 37 years, he's never missed a day of work, and he's never missed smacking that hanging curveball over the center field fence.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you, Chris. You can check him out at Platypus Society. The link is on the site. And let's see, who's next? Houston Keys is back. Cool. Well, let's find out what Houston Keys has been up to. You do know that he runs that Tater Tots for the Masses site, right? Yeah, the link's going to be in the notes. Okay, here we go.
An earth-shattering kaboom, shouted in delicious ecstasy. I'm sorry. I wasn't. Truth is told, I was enjoying it quite rivery. The hustle and bustle of my day rarely added up to a few enjoyable moments, much less the time I spent with Marvin. I don't think you're serious about this, Marvin said quietly. Are you just using me to survive when I enslave the world? Come on, Marv, I reassured. You know you're the only guy who can get away with a green Roman soldier skirt.
It's not a skirt!
Marvin was so defensive.
Ah, classic. Thank you, Houston Keys from Tater Tots from the Masses. Finally, because I lost those two other stories, I'm going to check the inbox one more time here.
Back for another season of 100 Word Story Challenges, Liana from Hodgepodge Point. Born and raised in the South, Liana was having a tough time getting over that country accent last season. Hopefully she's done some additional training to get back into the game stronger than ever. With that said, her story titled Gianna Repeat is coming up to the Challenge 59 starting gate. And off it goes, speeding down the Reverie track.
It was the same mundane thing I had left the day before, and it was only Tuesday. I tired of my job. Actually, I was just tired. By 3 each day, I was always ready for a nap. I'd stare off to think of anything but work. My reverie would slip into sleep, as made obvious by the head bobbing and final slam into the table. That day I might not have got caught if I didn't snore. Now I sit at the unemployment office, filling out the same boring paperwork, and trying not to fall asleep while I wait.
Hey everybody, I thought that transition was so cool that I just leave it as is. Thank you, Liana. And now it's up to Planet Z.
When these boring meetings get to me, my mind wanders, and I start to daydream. One time, I imagined the copier was a dragon, and I was fighting it to the death. Another time, the coffee pot was full of a magical, bubbling potion that turned me into a frog. Then there was the time I imagined that Jody, the hot chick from sales, was giving her presentation naked. Then I wake up and look around. Everything's normal again. Such silly little daydreams. I mean, copier dragon? Magical coffee? Jody, make a presentation? Especially on Everybody Gets Naked Fridays? I don't know.
And there you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, once again, voting is currently disabled. But when I turn it back on, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 60th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 61st, and they will win official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. Do you need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the right side of the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. No, don't click twice. It's one click. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does the 16th podcast, he does electronica, and a few other things. Check him out. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. And it's still provided by Caleb Bullen because I don't have time to read Lincoln's Melancholy. And next week it'll be the next weekly challenge. Oh, and if you're in Second Life, look for Edlow Island. A lot of you writing on this site will actually be moving in there. But still, come on by and see what's left of the island. No, it's going to be peaceful. Yeah, everyone gets along. It's going to be fine. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening, Your stories are, well, the ones that get in here, they delight me. And as always, keep it brief.
Closing.